Why is it so hard to change? Why do we have such a difficult time breaking bad habits, for example? We make the decision to stop doing a behavior that we know is not good for us, and then find ourselves doing it again. Or we commit to doing a new behavior, then we don't follow through and do it. Have you ever felt like there were two of you and you were fighting with yourself? Maybe you're afraid of something that you know on a rational level can't hurt you. Or maybe you've had the experience of wondering why you react so strongly to something that you know is not a big deal. Perhaps you have felt stuck or out of control. My name is Elizabeth Connors Keith, and I'm a certified hypnotherapist. I help people make change easy. The reason you have a hard time making the changes that you want to make is that there are two parts to your mind. The conscious mind is the part you think, plan, make decisions with. It's the logical, rational part of the mind. It's the part we usually believe is in control of our lives. But it's like the tip of an iceberg. According to cognitive neuroscientists, it only controls about 5% of our behavior. Subconscious mind is the part that really runs our lives. It's where our habits, fears, and traumas are kept, where our positive and negative associations are, where our programming from childhood is stored, everything we believe about the way the world works, what we deserve, etc. The mind is a meaning-making machine. When events happen, we interpret what that means about us and our environment. The subconscious serves us by making sure our beliefs become our reality and won't allow us to act out of accordance with our beliefs, creating mental filters so that we only notice things that reinforce our beliefs. In childhood, we create beliefs based on our limited reasoning ability and understanding of upsetting circumstances. These false beliefs keep us stuck, influencing how we feel about ourselves and others and the world. False beliefs can also be installed during traumatic events when we are adults due to the heightened emotions. Between these two parts of the mind is the critical faculty, which is the gatekeeper that keeps you from changing. Subconscious mind does not like change. Unknowns are scary and to be avoided. Even pain can be pleasurable to the subconscious if that's what's familiar. Prime directive of the subconscious is to protect you. It holds on to its habits because it thinks they're helping you. For instance, the subconscious of a smoker hasn't read the Surgeon General's report on the dangers of smoking. It only knows that smoking helps him to relax or to meet another need. The problem with the subconscious being in control of our lives is that it's not logical, it's not rational, it just acts on its programming. You try to make a change using only your conscious mind, and it is against what's in your subconscious. It will resist or sabotage you, even though you have good intentions. In the same way that when you download something onto a computer, the computer doesn't say, "Wait a minute, let me see if this is good for me or not." It just runs it. Your subconscious mind is always running its programs. One of the easiest ways to make a change is by using hypnotherapy. Hypnosis bypasses the critical faculty of the mind so that it becomes possible to rewrite the programming of the subconscious. Conscious mind, though not shut down, recedes into the background, and the subconscious comes to the fore, open and accessible in a way that it normally isn't. Suggestions are then accepted by the brain as the truth. When you are in the state of hypnosis, the hypnotherapist communicates directly with your subconscious mind, guiding it to be in line with what your conscious mind wants or knows. Then you become strong. It's like a team working together so that 100% of your mind is on board to make the desired change. Hypnotherapy can create automatic and dramatic changes in your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, behavior, and even your body. It's the fastest way to disconnect a negative habit and to create a positive habit. The easiest way to eliminate a fear, release trauma, motivate you to do something, increase your focus on something, and to change the way you look at or feel about something. Hypnotic suggestions are so powerful, they can even be used in place of anesthesia during surgery. This is the power of your subconscious mind. Hypnosis is a natural state of the subconscious. We all go in and out of hypnosis at little moments throughout the day. Most people easily enter environmental hypnosis while at the movies, watching TV, driving on the highway, or while reading a good book. And everyone naturally enters a state of hypnosis at least twice every day, just before falling asleep at night and before awakening every morning. You know how you're not really awake and you're not really asleep. You're just really relaxed and can't be bothered to move. That's the state of hypnosis. So everyone can be hypnotized. And young children are always in the state of hypnosis. Our mothers are our first hypnotists. There are a lot of myths about hypnosis. Probably the biggest one is that it is mind control, and you can be made to do what you don't want to do. But no one can control your mind. A hypnotherapist will give you suggestions that you want to be given. And if you don't want to make a change, nothing he or she says will make you change. If you hear a suggestion you don't agree with or is against your core values, your subconscious mind will automatically reject it. A hypnotist doesn't even make you go into hypnosis. It's your mind that goes into the state on its own. She or he just triggers that state in you. Hypnosis is not a strange state, like being a zombie or out of the body. During hypnosis, you are aware at all times. You hear everything the hypnotist says, and you will probably remember everything he or she says. You will usually have your eyes closed, but you could open them at any time if you wanted to. Most people don't want to open their eyes because they feel so relaxed. You can still think while in the state of hypnosis because the conscious mind is functioning. Otherwise, you would be unconscious, like when you're asleep or in a coma. The hypnotherapist just relaxes your conscious mind enough so that you become more open to suggestion. You can't get stuck in hypnosis, nor will you reveal any secrets. Hypnosis is a very safe state. In fact, the first hypnotherapists were doctors and psychiatrists. The American Medical Association approved hypnosis as a safe and effective form of treatment for many conditions back in the 1950s. Hypnotherapy is probably best known for helping people break habits, such as nail biting and procrastination. In hypnosis, we disconnect the well-worn neural pathways, the highways in the brain for the habit, and we change the associations people have with them. We then create positive replacement habits and increase motivation to stick to this new plan of action. The most popular habit broken with the help of hypnosis is smoking. It works because the addiction is really the lesser of the factors that keep smokers from quitting. The other factors are the habit, the associations with everyday activities, one's identity as a smoker, and the emotional needs that are getting met by smoking. All of these are addressed in smoking cessation hypnotherapy. Sometimes cravings and withdrawal symptoms can be eliminated as well. Many people visit a hypnotherapist to lose weight. There are many ways hypnotherapy can help people manage their weight. Poor eating habits can be broken and cravings eliminated. Motivation to exercise and a desire for healthy foods can be established. Emotional overeating can be redirected to positive behavior. Negative associations with being thin can be reprogrammed. self-esteem can be improved and a new self-image created. If the root cause for the weight gain is unknown, that can be explored in hypnosis. It's even possible to undergo virtual gastric band surgery for those who wish to have the results of the real surgery but don't qualify for it or would rather avoid the expense, recovery, and possible complications. Another common use of hypnosis is for stress management. Hypnotherapy can help you manage stress in many ways. First of all, the process itself is relaxing. Because of the relaxation, people notice positive side effects such as lower blood pressure and better sleep. In hypnosis, we can create anchors for this relaxing state to use when you're stressed. And we can also install in your mind other healthy coping tools. We can change the way you look at or feel about something that has been stressing you and desensitize you to stress triggers so that you won't be bothered by them anymore. We can also increase your acceptance of a situation or help you access your inner strengths to deal with problems or people. Sometimes what people need to reduce their stress is to make lifestyle changes, and hypnosis is very effective at motivating you to make the changes you want to make. Fears and phobias can be eliminated for good with hypnosis, and the fearful reaction replaced with relaxation. Some common fears and phobias that someone might overcome are connected with public speaking, flying, dentists, heights, success, failure, elevators, and spiders. And hypnotherapy can alleviate unique fears as well. The use of hypnosis in treating pain is well studied and well documented. Hypnosis is a naturally pain-relieving state. The mind can also be reoriented to perceive painful sensations differently. In a hypnotherapy session, self-hypnosis and other techniques can be taught to the client to reduce or eliminate pain. Many studies have been published reporting that patients who underwent hypnosis prior to their surgery or who received self-hypnosis instructions had significantly less pain and had a faster recovery than those who didn't. Hypnosis activates the most powerful curative, which is the subconscious mind. It establishes greater body consciousness and the awareness of the influence of one's thoughts and feelings on one's body. The hypnotherapist can use guided imagery to improve the effectiveness of treatments and to mitigate side effects. She can also motivate people to adhere to lifestyle guidelines for illnesses or to attend 12-step or other treatment programs. As I said earlier, hypnosis can help you establish healthy habits, manage stress, and improve sleep, all of which improve health. And it only has positive side effects. Hypnosis is a perfect technique to use during pregnancy and childbirth due to its ability to alleviate pain, fear, and tension. It can even be used to turn breech babies. Many professional athletes work with hypnotherapists because they know that up to 90% of their performance comes from their mental state. This is true for non-professional athletes as well. Athletes can use hypnosis to improve their concentration, to release fears caused by injuries, to decrease performance anxiety, build confidence in their abilities, replace negative self-talk with positive, to bring the fun back to their game, and to increase their motivation to get to the next level of success. In the same way, hypnotherapy can boost your performance on school tests, at work, and in other areas of life. We are always filtering what we take in from our environment. We can literally block out, not see or hear anything that is contrary to our beliefs, including that which would help us achieve our goals. Or we can even not notice our progress toward a goal. Do you believe it's possible to reach your goals? Do you believe you are smart enough, good enough, deserving enough. As you pay attention to the content of that constant stream of thoughts in your head, you can notice if your internal dialogue about your goals serves or sabotages you. Bruce Lipton, who is a famous cell biologist, has said, "The biggest impediments to realizing the successes of that which we dream are the limitations programmed into the subconscious." So it's very important that you get the content of your subconscious mind in line with what you want consciously. Hypnotherapy can help you reach goals by facilitating the release of limiting beliefs, worry, and childhood and adult trauma, and by enhancing your concentration, focus, motivation, self-esteem, self-confidence, creativity, inner guidance, positive self-talk, assertiveness, and spiritual connection. In the state of hypnosis, you can create a new identity and new associations with things and situations in your life. You can gain access to resources that are lying dormant within you. These strengths will surface later, outside of hypnosis, when you need them. Hypnotherapy is perhaps the best kept secret for achieving wellness. In the state of hypnosis, old programming can be rewritten and new neural pathways created, allowing you to make quick and easy changes in how you think, feel, and behave. Using hypnosis, you can release feelings of anger, hurt, frustration, sadness, grief, shame, humiliation, unworthiness, and guilt. In hypnotic sessions, you can even enhance relationships by improving communication skills, forgiving yourself and others, and releasing past rejection. Hypnosis can be used to gain impulse control, to find lost items, to stop bad dreams, to end passive-aggressive behavior, obsessions, hoarding, perfectionism, and self-sabotage. You can use hypnotherapy to get unstuck or back in control or to improve just about any area of life. And it only has positive side effects. People sometimes describe the process of hypnotherapy as magical. Challenges that they have dealt with for decades and spent years trying to overcome in other ways are often conquered in just a few sessions of hypnotherapy. The number of sessions required is different for each person, ranging from just one to several per issue. It is, however, short-term therapy, usually shorter than counseling or psychotherapy. For more information, you can visit my website, hypnosisforhealthonline.com, or call Hypnosis for Health at 707-498-4897.